This is the week ahead. A look at some of the stories that Bloomberg editors are watching for the coming week.
Hi, I'm Bill Glaskell, managing editor at Bloomberg News in New York. And with me today is Mark Silva, editor of the Political Capital blog on Bloomberg.com. Hey, Mark.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Great. Well, we'll talk in a minute about politics, your favorite subject. But, you know, it's only 3 years until the U.S. presidential election. We've got lots to talk about. But first, let's run through some of the top stories investors worldwide will be watching in the coming week. First off, just a reminder for you, you can sleep in if you're a bond trader. Monday is Veterans Day in the United States, and that means the bond market is closed. But if you trade stocks, you'll be working as usual. There's also two big GDP numbers to watch in the coming week after some upbeat job news in the U.S. Japan's expected to report its Abenomics-fueled economy kept growing in the third quarter, although at a bit slower pace than the first quarter's 3.8% rate. And in Europe, Euro area GDP probably expanded 0.2% in the period. Now, that's not very much, but it does mean Europe's recovery from recession, it's continuing, even as the ECB cuts rates to keep things from petering out. We also have a bunch of earnings in the coming week. Earnings season is not done yet. This time around, it's retailers, Walmart, Kohl's, Nordstrom, Vivendi, and Burberry, among others. And also some big art auctions are on tap, including hedge fund manager Stephen Cohen's sale of seven works at Sotheby's on Wednesday. The sale includes an Andy Warhol portrait of Liz Taylor, and the sale may bring $85 million for Cohen, whose firm has a $1.8 billion settlement with the Justice Department over securities and wire fraud charges. But from the worlds of art and Wall Street, let's move back to another world, theater or politics. Mark Silva of Bloomberg.com's Political Capital is with me, of course. Mark, you know, the House gets to take on Obamacare again this week with a vote to let people keep their insurance. What's this all about?
Well, it's more symbolism. The Republicans are attempting to capitalize on the problems that the administration is having, of course. Having failed to defund, delay, or declaw Obamacare, they'll now take a stab at the delays that have been incurred by the start rollout of the exchange. And the House can pass it, but the Senate won't. So it'll be another symbolic statement by the Republicans in the House.
So if you've got an insurance policy that you've gotten a cancellation notice because your policy doesn't line up with the new Obamacare criteria, the House and the Senate, they're not going to come to your rescue.
I don't think so. The Democratic-run Senate is not likely to tamper with the health care program at this stage. Now, you know, that being said, if problems extended well into next year, for instance, that might be a different subject. But the administration promises to get the exchange portal fixed online by, you know, the end of November. And if that happens, that'll take some of the steam out of that movement.
I'm from Washington. I'm here to help you. I think I've heard this before. You know, another question about the White House and Congress is the spending talks that follow this sequestration. They're getting underway as well. At the Bloomberg Municipal Finance Conference this past week, we had the Michigan Budget Director and the Philadelphia Treasurer both say they're kind of afraid of what's going to come in terms of spending cuts. What are you seeing?
Well, there seems to be a lot of momentum to replace the automatic spending cuts known as sequestration, which affect the discretionary parts of the budget, and notably defense spending. There's another round kicking in, which is foreseen as being very destructive, particularly for defense. So there will be cuts of some kind, but potentially shifted away from those automatic cuts that have been in place this year. And there's also discussion about, you know, looking at tax breaks, although not a lot of appetite for that among Republicans.
That's for sure. And, you know, one other thing before we wrap, Chris Christie, a red governor in a blue state, Republican in a Democratic state, scored a big victory, low turnout, but a big victory nonetheless. He's making a lot of speeches. He's not running for president, but you know, what's going on here? Is he really running? What are you betting?
Well, I judge it from the victory speech he delivered on election night, perhaps one of the better victory speeches in recent years. He said, you know, showing up is part of what a candidate has to do, and that means showing up in places where the party has traditionally not shown up, and that would mean, you know, black precincts, Hispanic quarters, Democratic places. And he has signaled that he intends to represent his party across the spectrum and to campaign in places that Republicans have not campaigned before. And it's the old, there is no red state, you know, there's no red America or blue America. There's only a United States of America theme that we heard from a famous incumbent president some years ago. And Christie is playing that playbook. And I think it can be fairly said that he has gotten himself off to a great start if he intends to run for president.
Well, you know, we've got the Super Bowl coming to the New York area and really coming to New Jersey in February, and that's going to give Christie a pretty big platform to be the host and moderator.
Well, we're looking forward to that halftime interview. That's a fairly good audience, as you know.
Maybe he'll take Lady Gaga's place on the stage. You never know. Well, Mark, that, you know, that about does it for this week. Thank you for the wise words. We'll talk to you again. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. You can find this podcast every week on the Bloomberg Terminal in the top worldwide page or at NI Global Week, or look for us in the featured podcast area of Bloomberg.com. That's where you'll find Political Capital, by the way. Or you can find the podcast also by downloading the Bloomberg Plus radio app. Until next time, I'm Bill Glaskell, and you have a great week.
The Week Ahead. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.